The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into the pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you not notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the hidden plank from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The gospel of the Lord.
How many of us struggle with pride? This gospel traditionally speaks of the temptation that every person has with pride, and the belief that we can manage everything on our own. And this is what we say when we experience a sin of pride. Things like, "I don't need help," or "I don't need the church to tell me what to do," "I don't need Jesus trying to manipulate or judge me," "I don't need God." But sometimes we suffer with pride, maybe in not so profound ways, but smaller ways, but are also still quite difficult. We might say things like, "I don't need help from anyone," or "I don't need help with any of my problems. I can manage it on my own. Just don't worry about me so much." The foundation of pride is a belief that we don't need anything or anyone to help us, especially God. Pride is the opposite of God. It's the opposite of God and his church, because God reveals to us that we are actually better when we pray together. We are actually better when we help each other. We find happiness when we help each other find what is good and true. We find holiness when we worship as a community of faith at the Mass. When we pray together and support each other and encourage and love each other, that's when we actually find meaning in our lives. The original sin involves the foundation of pride. It may be Satan's favorite sin, because pride leads to so many other sins. It's a great umbrella sin and leads us to many false beliefs and even leads us to lie about ourselves and believe that we aren't worthy of God. The Catechism offers this good definition. It says, "Pride is an inordinate self-esteem or a self-love which seeks attention and honor and sets oneself in competition with God. We're pretty good at competition. As Americans, we kind of thrive on it. I would say just as human beings, we love it. Pride is like trying to compete with every person. Then when no one is left, you compete with yourself. Then when nothing else is left there, you compete with God. You think, I'm better and know more and can do it the way I want. Can you imagine someone trying to be better than God? That's rhetorical, by the way. Of course, that's what we all struggle with. That is the foundation of every sin, believing that I know more than God. That's why Jesus uses a kind of humor in this gospel. When he says, remove the wooden beam from your own eye first, this is a type of humor, or even a type of sarcasm, that helps to prove his teaching. Because it's absurd, first, to think that a large wooden beam could even fit into someone's eye. So how could you remove it if you can't even place it there? This absurdity then points out the sin of pride. A prideful person would say, I don't need to remove the wooden beam. It's not there. They're blind. They're blind to the absurdity and the evil of pride that possesses them. Someone who is full of hypocrisy, self-love, and pride will actually believe that they are better than God. And Pope Francis teaches us that, and the church teaches us throughout the centuries, God teaches us through our Lord, that humility is the answer. So we need a great growth in this virtue of humility in the world. Pope Francis says, salvation comes through humility, the true remedy for every act of pride. Then he points us to look at the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. In the Magnificat, Mary sings of the God who by his power scatters the proud in the sick thoughts of their hearts. It is useless to steal anything from God. It is useless to steal anything from God, as the proud hope to do, because God wants to give us everything, everything we need for salvation. This is why the Apostle James, to his community wounded by infighting originating in pride, writes, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So I like this, the explanation of pride by the Holy Father. When we try to steal from God, it's sort of another definition of pride. This is a great lie or deceit of the devil. When we believe that we need to compete or steal from God. And this may help us in our own struggle, in our own suffering with pride, remembering that God wants to give us everything. He gives us everything we need, the gift of life, the gift of faith, the gift of the church and her sacraments, the gift of divine and eternal mercy in the sacrament of confession. He gives us the Holy Eucharist. He gives us the greatest gift of all, the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Savior and Lord. Humility, receptivity of God's grace, gratitude. These are the virtues that God gives us to help take away the temptation of pride. They help us to say to Jesus every day, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.